Giannis, no longer a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. Traded to the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasperis Jakunis, along with a couple of picks in 2031, 2033, 13th pick tonight. To help us break that down, here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we welcome in my co-host on the Tee. You can catch him on PGA Tour Live, catch him on Brewers TV, and of course, he is a part of Bucks television broadcast as well, pregame, halftime, postgame, did some sideline reporting this year. He's our guy, Stephen Watson. Stephen, what's going on this morning, man?
Well, I'm just really happy, guys, that I chose to go to sleep at 10:30 last night instead of 10:45.
Obviously,
what a world, huh?
Yeah, yeah, obviously it wasn't shocking, but was this the deal you thought the Bucks were going to ultimately take versus the one that was out there for Boston?
Yeah, I think it was the better of the two deals. I think it gave them the most return to build for the long term. And but you know, we've seen with John Horst over the years that he has often moved very quietly with mega deals like this. So I still thought the deal was going to be outside of Boston and Miami. But of those two deals, I think he chose the better one with Miami. Just their opportunity to have two lottery picks in tonight's draft, and then to be able to potentially flip some more assets here in the next few months. I think this deal made the most sense for the Bucks right now to try and rebuild something.
Steven, were you surprised Bobby was a part of it?
Yes.
Yeah, because no one really saw that coming.
No,
I
mean, he wasn't
remember seeing it reported anywhere.
But because Bobby was gone, do you think more moves could potentially be coming before this thing becomes official in July?
Yeah, I imagine those are those extra picks that they were able to acquire in this deal that they might be able to flip. I think the Bucks are very far from done. For making moves, maybe even as soon as tonight. But I think definitely before the season, we'll see a couple more moves from John Horst. I think there's a bigger plan to use some of those, you know, future first round picks or even current guys on their roster to try and flip and really start to build something pretty quickly. I don't think that this organization has any plans of going through it. They want to try and fast track, and you know they're really high on this draft, and the opportunity to make the most damage in the next 48 hours in this draft class is certainly a priority for them.
You think they're going to try and go out and get a superstar, or are they just going to just totally break it down to the studs, stay young, and hopefully be relevant in 4 years?
Yeah, you know, Chewy, it's a good question. I don't have any true insight of what their plans are as far as a front office. But I will tell you, I mean, there's something we have to remember that they still are taking a $25 million for the next 4 years in contracting it out. So, you know, when you talk about acquiring another super little talent, you have to think about the financial aspect that would cost right now. Able to have getting draft picks or guys on expirings and being able to acquire, you know, veterans on still makes the most financial sense for them in the years as they draft picks that they're going to acquire. But who's to say? I mean, they certainly have gotten creative in the past. So I'm not going to put anything past John Horst and his team to try and put the most competitive team on the floor. And you know, as devastating as it is to lose a franchise player like Giannis, I think we all kind of saw the writing on the wall. If they want to sustain success and put themselves in the picture for years to come, this move had to happen. And I think that they have to be pretty happy with the return that they got from Miami. And as I said, I think there's a lot more moves to be made.
As someone, Stephen Watson, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on the Yingling Guest Hotline, as someone who got to spend as much time around Giannis as you did, being a part of, you know, Bucks TV, and with that, I know you guys usually got to do, you know, an early season one-on-one with Giannis. You sit down, you get to talk to him. What are you going to miss most about Giannis the player in person?
Yeah, you know, the player, I think, for itself, I've been person pretty well for the last decade plus. I started here in Milwaukee in 2014, so his second year with the Bucks, and you know, covered his entire title run when I was at the ABC affiliate, so I got some pretty good access just being a part of the finals coverage, and then of course the last five seasons being part of the best team this past year, traveling with the team for 20 plus games. I just think about the type of family man he is and how much he just loved Key and embraced this, that they have embraced him. You know, like our kids had soccer practice together and swimming lessons together, and I would see Giannis out and about. And you know, you don't see
that's a tough draw for your kids. That's a tough draw for your kids.
Yeah.
Swim lessons with the Adetokumbos?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, his daughter.
Advantage, yeah. Arm length.
I mean yeah. not to air you out here, Steven, yeah. But I mean, his genes are working a little bit better than yours, especially like in the pool, get a little length on his kids.
Yeah, I mean, I had to have a pretty deep conversation with a 2-year-old about that, or about them. Stay confident. No, we talked about and life. You know, he is truly a special human being. I think that's what I'm going to miss more than anything. He's as entertaining as we've seen in this league in a long time. But he's truly one of one as a human.
Steven, we're kind of losing you with the connection, not the greatest, but we appreciate you taking some time. I see the background out there. You're at one of our favorite places, the Wisconsin Country Club. Hope you enjoy your round of golf. And maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later this week on the tee. Steven Watson joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And again, we're going to be talking with Eric Name, who obviously had been reporting on this for a very long time. And had his pieces up at The Athletic later. But we're going to take a break from the honest. We still want to hear from you, though, on the Car Blues Talk and text line, 800-990-3776. We want to hear from you there. We'll take your calls, but we will take a break from all the Giannis news by talking with Jeff Levering. Brewers got a win last night. Woody looked great. Levering, next. 2 minutes. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Breaking Bucks news on ESPN Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been traded to the Miami Heat. React to the news here on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.